KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with showers ending this morning. The radar does show there is a line of light to moderate showers stretching along Highway 148 from just south of Adair and Anita down through the Messina and Fontenelle areas and then down into Corning and Villisca. And that is pushing off to the east-southeast as the morning progresses. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The state of Iowa is partnering with Google on an effort to help small businesses in the state grow their online presence and reach more consumers. Secretary of State Paul Pate talked about the initiative on Thursday during a news conference at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines.
What we're doing through our office is we're making this information available by linking up with the Google folks on our website, as well as encouraging businesses to look at becoming a part of this as a way to get their word out.
Whitney Cox with Small Business Outreach at Google says the program is called Let's Put Our Cities on the Map.
We know that 4 out of 5 consumers use search engines to find local information, yet only 37% of businesses have claimed a listing on a search engine. Through Google's Let's Put Our Cities on the Map program, we are working to change that by getting businesses the info and resources they need to verify their information on Google Search and Maps and show up online and make sure that information is accurate.
Lisa Shimkat with the Iowa Small Business Development Center is encouraging all Iowa business owners to take advantage of the online resource.
We don't want a business to get left behind. If you don't have the right information out there, you will be left behind, and it could impact your cash flow.
Paul Pate noted that new business filings in Iowa are at an all-time high.
We have over 200,000 businesses in Iowa alone, and we're really excited because this year we've seen a record number of new business filings, which to me says we've got a growing economy.
Business owners can visit the Secretary of State's booth at the Varied Industries Building at the Iowa State Fair throughout the fair to get signed up for the program, or they can do so online at sos.iowa.gov. Well, police in Creston report a resident in the 500 block of South Cherry Street told them Thursday that sometime over the past week, someone stole a gas tank from that resident's pontoon boat. The loss was estimated at $75. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports two men were arrested late Thursday night on drug and alcohol-related charges. At around 11:45 p.m., police in Tabor conducted a traffic stop and with the assistance of Fremont County Sheriff's deputies, arrested 53-year-old Donald Wayne Yautz of Tabor for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for OWI. Yautz was being held at the Fremont County Jail on $2,300 bond. And at around 10 p.m. Thursday, Fremont County deputies were called to the Farragut Tavern for a disturbance. After they arrived, deputies met with 27-year-old Cody Gould of Farragut and took him into custody for public intoxication. Gould was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $300 bond. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes reports one person filed papers to run in the November 8th general election in Cass County on Thursday. Jody Lawrence filed her papers for a single seat on the Cass County Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees in the Northwest District. The seat is currently held by John Mulgard. Iowa Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall has been named president of the National Conference of State Legislatures at the group's annual legislative summit in Chicago. Gronstall will provide leadership for the next year for the bipartisan organization that serves more than 7,000 state lawmakers and more than 20,000 legislative staff throughout the country. The group alternates its leadership annually between Democrats and Republicans. Gronstall succeeds Utah Republican Senator Curtis Bramble. The NCSL provides research, technical assistance, and opportunities for policymakers to exchange ideas on pressing state issues. Gronstall says the organization represents the interests of all states with a constructive and bipartisan approach. Gronstall, who's 66, has represented the Western Iowa District in Council Bluffs area for more than 30 years. Officials of the Wellmark Foundation say they're currently accepting community Kickstarter grant applications for up to $10,000 for projects in Iowa and South Dakota focused on making community members more active or improving access to healthy foods. Stephanie Perry, the Wellmark Foundation manager, says the community Kickstarter grant is designed to provide funding to communities that may not have the resources to complete a project on their own. Examples of projects include community and school gardens, bike sharing programs, community walk and bike audits, just to name a few. In order to be eligible for the grants, applicants must be classified as a 501c3 nonprofit organization or governmental entity. Qualified organizations can submit their applications at wellmark.com/foundation from now through September the 18th. Perry said also they want the public to be a part of the process. All eligible submissions will be uploaded to Facebook, allowing the public to show their support by telling them which one is their favorite. From September 26th through October the 7th, the public can show their support for their favorite projects by visiting facebook.com/WellmarkBCBS. The grant recipients will be announced in November. The Connecticut-based Trilegion Marketing Company has been ordered by a judge to pay $300,000 to the state of Iowa after violating a previous agreement to comply with the state law in selling buying club memberships. Attorney General Tom Miller says the company will also have to stop calling Iowans and make refunds for breaking the 2013 agreement.
We thought the settlement took care of it, but they have violated the settlement, violated the consent decree by signing people up in Iowa without following the requirements of the consent decree, and then trying to get Iowans to give them a non-Iowa address so that it would appear to be out of state.
Miller says the company used a variety of techniques, including sending a check for a free trial offer that included fine print, which enrolled a person in buying clubs and automatically charged their credit cards for small amounts.
It's a very clever set of deceptions. To take a relatively small amount of money from people each month that over time adds up to a tremendous amount of money that's taken from Iowa.
The settlement was supposed to end any deception, but Miller says they found a telemarketer working on Trilegion's behalf attempting to enroll an Iowa resident in the company's Great Fun Buying Club membership by offering a flight booking discount in exchange for the consumer accepting the free trial membership without the required legal disclosures. The judge filed a new judgment against the company Thursday in Polk County District Court that includes paying back to customers.
They're refunding money to 2,500 Iowa consumers that they improperly got membership buying club money from, and it's a total of about $171,000.
The Attorney General says the penalty should work as a deterrent for any more violations of the settlement.
We hope that this stops them. They know we found out that they were violating it and how they violated it. And there would be additional, more severe penalties in the future if they violated again.
Miller says you can avoid problems by asking questions before signing up for anything.
Make sure that you know how much it's going to cost, where the money is going to come out of, usually your credit card, whether it's automatic or not. The whole idea is to stop them from the sort of the rush and the deception, and make sure that that you're getting what you want. Additionally, make sure that that they're following Iowa law that, among other things, would send you something in writing for you to sign that you really want to be part of this deal.
Also, be sure to examine your credit card bills monthly, your checking account and credit debit card statements, other financial accounts and phone bills. You should watch for unauthorized charges and dispute them at once in writing. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.